Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Matthew. We continue in chapter 5 as we turn to verses 43 through 45. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. In Matthew 5:43, verses 45, Jesus teaches, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. This profound instruction highlights the transformative power of love and prayer, extending even to those who oppose or harm us. Loving your enemies is crucial because it reflects the nature of God's love. God's love is unconditional and not restricted to those who love Him in return. When we love our enemies, we mirror this divine love, demonstrating that we are indeed children of our Father in heaven. This radical love breaks the cycle of hatred and vengeance, fostering reconciliation and peace. It is an active step towards healing and unity in a fractured world. Furthermore, praying for those who persecute you is essential because it softens our hearts and aligns us with God's will. Amen? Prayer cultivates empathy and compassion, transforming our perspective towards our persecutors. As we pray, we begin to see them as God sees them, worthy of love and redemption. This shift is a view that can lead to genuine forgiveness and a desire for their well-being and spiritual growth. Additionally, loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us serves as a powerful testimony to the gospel. It sets Christians apart, illustrating a kingdom culture that transcends natural human inclinations. This kind of love is countercultural and often perplexing to the world, opening doors for evangelism and deeper conversations about faith. Remember, Jesus' command in Matthew 5:43 through 45 to love our neighbors and pray for our persecutors is not just an idealistic notion, but a divine imperative. It aligns us with God's character, promotes personal and communal healing, and powerfully witnesses to the transformative essence of the gospel. By embodying this radical love, we affirm our identity as God's children and participate in redemptive mission for humanity. I, for one, experience this each and every day by my own children. Their redemptive opportunity is always present in my heart when I speak the words of God towards them in prayer. I pray for them each and every day and ask that they overcome this cancel culture that has really killed the need for redemption and truth each and every day. To be forgiven is to live redeemed in goodwill. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. What the Lord taught us, He gave us a command, and then by divine teaching, it formed us to say each and every day, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew 5. Its title is Matthew 5, verses 43 through 45. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. In the light of love, let hearts be pure. You have heard it was said, the ancient lore. Love your neighbor and hate your foe. But a higher calling Christ did bestow. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you, he decrees. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you in his way, that you may be children of your Father above. He makes his sun rise on evil and good with love, sends rain on the just and unjust. His grace, a boundless mercy, we're called to embrace. May we reflect this divine holy light in every action, be it day or night. For in loving all, our souls are free, fulfilling the law of love eternally. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's June 18th, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today. And praying out loud what it means to find how to pray for your enemies. Those enemies sometimes can be family, that caused by reckless behavior of sinful ways, but that's what being redeemed is all about. It really is overcoming the shame and becoming a righteous person in his truth, allowing goodwill and gratitude and gracious giving to be a part of your life in every circumstance, to the good and the bad, and to the beautiful and the ugly. Those things happen each and every day. And we have to learn to turn to him, as the Lord tells us. I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So we pray that you are allowing that to happen in your life, as I do each and every day. It is hard on the heart and the soul, but in redemption, we find our way. Amen. We close today at 9:03 in Jesus' sweet name. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Off to the prison today.